What? We will begin our Tuesday, January the 15th, 2008 regular session of Commissioners Court. We will start with a moment or two of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda, looks like we got two number ones actually, but number one is public comment. Anyone who would like to address the court this morning? Then we'll move on to the second item, which is consider and take action on recording of payroll changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendment.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye. I just want to make the sheriff aware, make sure that he's aware of on page 5 here that there's the expenses going to be coming out of the jail. It's labeled as county sheriff. It should be coming out of the sheriff's department. Are you aware of that, sheriff? Something on the locator tickets here. This is the third item on here.
Are you on accounts payable?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. We'll take that up.
Yeah, right there.
Right next. Those in favor of the budget amendments?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D are the accounts payable. Now, Commissioner Crittenden.
Address that. Page 5 over here under your 565 budget under the jail. There's an item this list here is locator tickets. Do you want that expense to come out of the jail or out of the sheriff's budget? Pardon me?
Is that coming out of just
the
jail? Yeah, it's yours, but it's to the Gilmer Merrim, but it just says county sheriff at the front. It should say county jail. It's just a
topic. It should come out of the sheriff's budget.
Well,
look at item 3 there on 565. Did you intend for that to come out of that line item?
You're talking about the very first one on 565?
No, the third one.
He's talking about this right there. And we're looking at it to see, because it could be a typo. It could be it is a wrong place. But it may. Should have said county jail.
Let's look at it.
Okay.
Because I'm not familiar with it, it's only $72, but it needs to come out of that.
Okay.
approve this as it is with the understanding that if it's in the wrong area to correct it.
If the court agrees, that's not the motion.
Judge, I'll make my motion to that effect.
Yeah.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's monthly report, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to record Commissioner Court documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the JP Technology Fund expenditures. Item F doesn't require any action. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item two is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action.
Morning.
Okay, the first property I have here this morning is located in Commission Precinct 1. It's chosen to be on the east side of Todd Road. It's described as 2.39 acres, more or less. This portion of Lot 25 of the Morgan Mountain subdivision. We have a bid for $5,000. Place of this shows its value at $17,780. We struck it off for $8,167.97.
Make a motion to accept this bid.
Second.
Okay. Thank you.
Did he say
Todd?
T-O-D-D.
Did
he say accepted?
Yes, sir.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept a bid of $5,000 on the 2.39 acres, being a portion of Lot 25 in Morgan Mountain subdivision. Those willing to accept that bid?
Aye.
It's accepted.
Next property I have shows to be located in Commission Precinct 3. It is located on Juniper Road. It's described as 12.75 acres, more or less, situated in the J.W. Augustine survey. It has a price provision value of $35,500. We struck it off for $19,110. The bid is for $11,610.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to accept the bid on the 12.75 acres in the J.W. Augustine survey. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid is accepted.
Next property I have shows to be located in Commission Precinct 4. It's located on the corner of Warren and Bradford. We show appraisal district value of $9,710. We struck it off for $971.42. We have a bid for $350.
Motion reject.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to reject the bid of $350 on the Lot 6B Block 10 in the Mings Edition. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
That bid is rejected.
Next property I have is located Commission Precinct 4. Show its location at the west side of Mink Road. Appraisal district shows a value of $26,960. We struck it off for $8,844.38. We have a bid for $4,000.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to accept the $4,000 bid on the certain tract of land situated in the Chisholm Headright survey. Those in favor of accepting that bid?
Aye.
That's accepted.
3.636 acres. 3.636. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Mr. Smith. Item three is to discuss and take action concerning the request by Amanda Hayes to use the courthouse lawn for her wedding on March the 8th, 2008.
Judge, are they going to use any electricity or anything?
They didn't request that in their note.
Basically just to set up.
Yeah.
Motion to accept this request.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the request by Amanda Hayes. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. No.
Is Ms. Hayes here? No.
We just had a nice note from Ms. Hayes asking permission. Item four is to discuss and take action concerning the request from the Republican Party of Upshur County Executive Committee to hold its biennial convention in the Upshur County Courtroom on March 29, 2008.
Motion to approve this request also.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the request by the Republican Party. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is to discuss and take action concerning the request from Judge Tim Carricker, Justice of the Peace Precinct 1, for installation of an additional door in his office space at the Rock Building.
Judge Carricker said he would buy all the material and maintenance, put it in. And Mr. Stillman, our fire marshal, we went over yesterday and made walks of the whole building. And he's not making it mandatory, but he says he does need the door. Those girls need a place to get directly out of the office instead of having to go around. If there was a fire in that other office and they didn't know it, they'd have a problem getting out.
So this is going to be a door that goes directly into the office where they...
Right, so where that half door to where the window is.
Yeah, just right beside it. Going to leave the window like it is.
Oh, we're not going to put the door in the existing hole. We're going to cut a whole new hole.
Yes.
What's the chance of putting like a barn door there, a split door, where the top of it can, you know, the bottom could be locked at all times? And using that existing hole, would that work, buddy?
Well,
or you think just putting another.
They're going to lose so much of their space there where they sit.
Because they have this
door would be right beside it. And it'll be free where they can get in and out of there, and we'll open it out into that hall. Those doors open backwards, you know, some of them are barcode. But
okay.
I move to approve.
Are we going to take this out of a special fund, or we're going to take it out of?
He's on paper. Maintenance will just do the labor.
He's going to
buy the door and everything delivered. I give him what we need.
Don't we have a fund that he can take that money out of, the JP fund?
Is this for security?
It's more for...
Because we do have a fund set up for JP Courthouse Security, where fines are collected to pay for security in the outlying courthouses. And if this is for security, we can take fund out of that fund to pay for the equipment on the security.
It's more of a fire escape, I mean, than anything. It's, it wouldn't, I don't think it'd be under security, would it, Judge?
Well, if we...
I mean, you could say so, because it'll have a lock on it.
Right. I mean, if we cut a hole in it and just leave an opening there so they can escape by the fire, then it's obvious that we can put a door up there for security.
Right, okay.
So if it complied with the use of the funds for security, then we could utilize the fund out of that category.
All right. Can you include that in your motion?
Yep, I'll include that in the motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the placement of the door in JP 1 office with the expense going to JP Courthouse Security Fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That request is approved.
So, Mr. Kirk, we won't have to buy it out of some pocket?
No, we'll pay it out of a... That is a fund that they, as they assess tickets, people pay their speeding tickets and other Class C tickets, then they collect a fee. But, yeah, and it did just, the treasurer's pointing out that it just started, but we've already accumulated $4,800 in that account, so.
And that's strictly.
There's no tax money in this one.
Strictly.
Right, it's not tax money.
It's JP Technology, JP Courthouse Security, not Courthouse Security.
It's not.
Is that separate than courthouse security? That's just JP courthouse security.
These funds to be used for courthouses that are not attached to the main courthouse.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Item 6 is to discuss and take action concerning hours and security of the Upshur County Courthouse.
Just an item that I requested to be placed on the agenda, but about 2 weeks ago I came back to the courthouse after 5 o'clock, and I found it open and no deputy on patrol, on guard, or whatever. And we've already established courthouse hours are going to be from, I believe, 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening. And I just want to go on record to make sure that the two departments that are over the courthouse, which would be the Sheriff's Department and the Building and Maintenance Department, are aware that the doors shall be locked at 5 o'clock. Unless otherwise the court recommends them to be open any time after that. So I just, you know, and it was no fault of the Sheriff's Department, no fault of Building Maintenance. The individual that was supposed to lock the doors that evening was instructed by another department not to lock them. And he said, you know, hindsight is, you know, he can look back and see that he should have locked the doors or he should have got a hold of a court member. And you know, it's just one accident, one incident that took place, and hopefully this will correct that matter there to let both departments know, to make their employees aware that it's to be locked up at 5 o'clock unless otherwise directed by the court.
That being said, Judge, I have a question. I've said the most different
Okay.
Then you what?
I mean, I... Go ahead.
Well, I guess you're mostly referring to probation or community service? Sheriff?
You've got probation. It's an option. Unless you come back after hours, you've got probation.
Sheriff, I understand completely that those departments have been using the building, but that's not for public access after the hour of 5 o'clock. They're holding classes in the courthouse, and we understand that. My reference was it was accessible to the public to come in and out of. I believe when the probation is meeting up here, the doors are usually locked or whatever, and the probation officer is the one that comes and lets them in.
I understand. Here's my problem with that. That fire district board is a public meeting. You can't restrict the public from coming to that meeting. I mean, that would...
This is for scheduled meetings.
And don't take me wrong. I'm not picking a fight. I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying that whichever way the court wants it handled, just get with us so we can get our security people to do whatever y'all want to do. And the maintenance company, we're willing to work for you any way you want. And I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same page.
Right. I have no problem with what's been going on in the past before I was ever a member of the court. But what we had happen a couple weeks back, you know, back was we had another department head that took it upon themselves to not inform the court that there was, that they were, it was requested to be left open. Nobody knew anything. Your deputy did, was not aware of it. You know, building maintenance, and that's all I'm saying. If it's going to remain open, make for sure that the court has, you know, it's gone through court, or we know, or we're aware of it, so we can make the other two departments, your department, building maintenance, aware. So if we need a deputy on guard, we've got one. Whatever.
And that's why I'm making the court aware that there's other things being used at the hour. So when you make, when the court makes the decision, then they can factor
everything. Officer Stillman, will you be attending most of the fire district meetings, or probably all of them?
Most likely be attending most.
He's at least our, he's our fire marshal, so he can somewhat control security there.
Any other discussion on item 7? Oh, sorry, item 6. All right, item 7 is to discuss and take action concerning the purchase of an office chair for the fire marshal's office.
That's his pay.
I gave y'all a request, a price quote, Officer Stillman got from...
Well, in the past year, we've had a limitation of $150 to buy everybody a chair.
Is that what we're
doing? Your Honor, actually, no, so that is correct. I realize that after we put that on the agenda, so in order to fix the problem, I don't know where Commissioner, and we're talking Commissioner Campbell, where he got his chair at, but if the court will approve the $150 like Commissioner Campbell picked that, then we can do away with that. We'll try to find him one under the guidelines that the court has set. And he's correct. I found that after
I got
to check it after the fact.
Okay.
I moved to approve buying a chair with the $150 limit.
Mr. Campbell, where did you get your chair? Was it under
$150? Yes. I got a chair and a mat from something like $125, $30 at Best Buy, not Best, yeah, Best Buy and Longview there on the loop.
Second. Okay. Who wants the second?
But he's
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the purchase of an office chair for the fire marshal coming out of office furnishings, the non-departmental office furnishings, up to $150. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8, the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Code's annotated 551.074A1 to discuss personnel matters. Probably about 40 minutes, 35 to 40 minutes, yeah.
Y'all will be at least a half hour, won't you?
Yeah, I think we'll be at least half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay. Thanks. Item 9 is the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary concerning hiring of the Upshur County Librarian.
Judge, I move we hire David Hamlin under a 6-month probation. And are we going to pay the same salary that... At the same salary that last library.
$36,100 and a little bit. Is there a second to that motion? That motion fails for lack of second. Any other motions?
Judge, I'd like to make a motion. We entertain the idea of hiring Mr. Mark Warren as our to work in the library.
Second.
Again, is it with a 6-month probationary period at the same salary we're paying now?
At the same salary, I don't think the probationary part really needs to be a part unless the court wants to add that onto there.
Okay. Well, we're an at-will state anyway, so
all
I
don't. Right.
Okay.
Mr. Campbell, is that okay with your second?
Fine.
The motion then is to offer the job of Upshur County Librarian to Mr. Mark Warren.
Are you going to put in there about him receiving his degree?
Yes.
Yes, that is stipulation with the job.
Mr. Warren, you understand you need to work on your MLS.
Yes, sir.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Crick. I'm sorry. Yes. We'll have 3 years from March.
Okay.
Motion is by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
That passes.
No.
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 Do you want to vote against?
Yeah.
Do you want to vote?
Yes. No.
He votes no. It's 3-1.
Judge, I'd like to say also that it was a tough job to make the decision on who we hired, and we had good applicants, and we appreciate everybody that did apply, and look forward to working with Mr. Warren.
In all, there were about 9, and everyone was called to interview, but we had interviewed one other one earlier, but she was employed somewhere else now. Any other action by the court?
There was 12 here last time I spoke in this county.
Item 10 on the agenda is to discuss and take action regarding personnel matters, and I don't believe that's going to require any action at this time. Item 10.
Motion 12. To adjourn.
Motion second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.